K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State University. Eddie Greer here on this overcast Friday recording this track and field episode. Yeah, we got another one here. May 5th, 2026. Your very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much again for tuning in this latest episode here. It's been, honestly, a track and field week. That's going to continue right through tomorrow. And up to the next week, of course, you got yours truly, Metro Mile KC, Metro Mile 2026 edition. Woo! Cannot wait till tomorrow night. We'll see what happens there on that. And, of course, your K-State men's women's track and field team headed to Nationals. I'm going to go right down the line here and kind of recap a little bit. For those of you who've been out of loop for a little bit, I know it's summertime and all that, and we kind of scaled back content a little bit, but we're still coming out with content. Don't worry about that. But yeah, the Travis Gopher, director/head coach to this team. I cannot express this enough. What an outstanding job he has done throughout this season, whether that's indoor setting a bunch of records or outdoor, where he's taking some more folks to the Nationals. And kind of rewind a little bit here, 27 athletes did compete in the NCAA West region last weekend. And as we go down here, obviously, Tasha Kumba, who had a huge jump there in the regionals there to put him in the national championships. Eugene, Oregon, no shocker there. Eugene, Oregon, home. The world, it seems like, well, obviously, if you're in running, that type of thing, if you keep up with professional running, you would ought to know that Eugene, Oregon probably would say the capital of all running, right? But that's a whole nother discussion there. That's a whole nother podcast right there as well. But Tasha Kumba saved his best for last, at least up until this point anyways, with his best jump to put him in the national championships, just said. All right, so others. So they're going to have, so including Ta, K-State on the men's side, they're going to have 13 athletes go to Eugene next week. That includes freshman sensation Dorian Charles, Erlin, the veteran. You got two more long jumpers, another freshman, Croy DeChikunga, Uroy Ryan, three triple jumpers, Aaron Anton, Apollos Edwards, Seth Upper Who, got two throwers, Riley Marks, and Gary Moore Jr. And you're going to have the men's 4x4 in this deal as well. So, and then going back to the six jumpers, that's going to be the most out of the team, out of the event group. And I keep hearing, I keep saying this, and the tradition continues, because obviously, Cliff Lovetto, now retired, obviously, the longtime head coach before Travis Gopher took over last season. It just feels like all the way through, K-State is known for the jumpers, for the field events, right? And this has been a perfect example of that. And now you got future bright as well. You got to throw in Dorian Charles in here, Croy DeChikunga in here as well. So in the future is bright on both sides of the coin, right? So got that in. Finally, we got some runners in the mix. Well, even though it's just a relay, it's fresh to see a relay in this mix for Kansas State. 4x4 headed to Eugene, Oregon there as well. So obviously, yeah, Arkansas, yeah, they're 18 athletes on the men's side was the most going up there. So yeah, K-State right there with them. 13, not too far from the boys. Whatever happens next week in Nationals, this is going to be momentum moving forward there. And this has kind of been a jump from what they did last year to this year. This year we've seen individuals, standouts, freshmen step up to the plate and all that other stuff like that. So they come up big when, and this is what I've been talking about all week on my side thing, right? When the light shine, you better step up to the plate. And I've been known to do that. And what I just feel like now, I know I'm combining my event with K-State Nationals, but K-State NCAA Nationals. But again, it's just like, all right, you work yourself to this point. Now it's all about going out there, having the confidence in yourself. Go out there. Hey, let's ride with these jokers. You know what I'm saying? What's the worst you can do? At this point, I'm looking at it like, what's the worst you can do? Just go out there. Don't run up tight, because we all know. Hey, you know, you gotta be smooth. Gotta be cool. Gotta be smooth. You just gotta relax. You just go, and I'm definitely talking to myself right now. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming quick. And oh, by the way, I said it earlier. The KC Metro Mile going down tomorrow. So I don't know when this episode's gonna fall out. It might actually come tomorrow. We'll see. Or the day after, we'll see what happens there. And of course, I'll talk about my result here. And of course, we'll have a whole another episode postcast on the EG3 side of things there as well. But I just cannot wait. I just feel again that I cannot believe that, you know, we're in this. I feel like, you know, looking back at some things, we're in a very, very good spot. It's just now for me, just go out there and doing it. Going out there, trusting. Hey, everybody says marathon training. You got to trust the process. Got to trust the training and all that other mumbo jumbo. Hey, you just got to go out there and do it. Get out there, racing them. Racing, as I just told y'all, race with these jokers. In K-State, they have, both squads, men and the women, they have stood tall against the Arkansas. And even you go back to the indoor, right? Indoor, K-State was right there in the mix, to win that conference championship. So they've taken leaps and bounds. I couldn't be more, really, I'm just excited all around, regardless of the result, tomorrow night. I mean, yeah, that's, hey, how you say that? What's that? You know, hey, I mean, sometimes you gotta pivot and sometimes you gotta pivot and focus. And funny enough, I've had this circle, this event, not Eugene, but Metro Mile circle for since the beginning of the year. Real, it's become the favorite race for me because of obviously the track ground that I provide, obviously there as well. So man, I couldn't be more excited for tomorrow night to hit the track. Everybody else seems to be hitting the track this week, or whether it's Kansas City Corporate Challenge or whatever track meet. I'm actually a little jealous there. a little bit. That's why. But finally, man, finally, I'm sitting around. Now it's about time to hit the track, and I could not be more excited to see. I think we're gonna shake some things up. I really do. I'm about to share the game plan. I'm not gonna share that right now with y'all. Yeah, come on. come on now. But yeah, man. All I can tell you is think we're gonna shake some things up. That's all I'm gonna tell you. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer. Obviously getting ready for the KC Metro Mile. By the time this comes out, it might be over. So depending on when this comes out, either Sunday or Monday. Depending on, you know, whatever K-State news tend to shake out this weekend here in the first weekend of June. Eddie Greer, the host of this Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, where you can get it, where our podcasts are found. We're on iTunes, Spotify, same thing as you get the EG3 podcast. I mentioned that just a moment ago. We're gonna talk about what happened regardless of what happens tomorrow. We're going to sit and talk about it. That is for sure there as well as, woo, Terrence Sides. I'll post something next here. We got a notification. I got a notification right there from Terrence Suss. We're going to check that out here as soon as we get off of this. But, yeah, man, on the flip side, K-State women. And, of course, we cannot, and I've been guilty of this, we cannot forget about the indoor national champion triple jump, Daniela Wampanyikego. What she put down in the final jump to claim that title. And oh, by the way, she's back in the Nationals again. And she looks to put the double on them. So we'll see what happens. But joining her is going to be Aaliyah Lindsay, Destiny Smith, and of course, all wonder Vanessa Merceta. Merceta's going to be in the sprints. And then of course, we have the other 4x4 team, the ladies, going to show up a little bit. there as well. So yeah, I'm excited for the relays to get a little shine on up in Eugene next week there as well. So some numbers here real quick. K-State qualifiers, 21. That is the most since 2000. And previously, 16 Wildcats qualified in 2022. That's the most recent. Of course, last year we only had three go to outdoor last year. And I know going back to EV, I take it a step further. Indoor, of course, we had two, I think. Yeah, so there's that. But yeah, man. And of course, 2022 is the last time that you had K-State track and field team, men's women's track and field team, had both the 4x4 relays, men and women. Check that box off the list there. And of course, for those of you kind of wondering, hey, when is this event going down? Well, next week, which will tie the bow on the athletic calendar year for Kansas State Athletics, June 10th through the 13th there as well. And of course, what's on the line, first and second team All-American status. That's what's on the line. Of course, put that aside, podium and obviously you want to be national champion in your category, in your event. So that's first and foremost. First and second team All-American status there is on the line as well. So couldn't be more thrilled, more excited for this group there. We'll see what happens, obviously, as we get in, as of course the weekend as the weekend unfolds here. I'm checking the calendar real quick. Sorry for the hold up. Okay, yeah, it all starts. Yeah, so next Wednesday, so this upcoming Wednesday, the 10th, it'll go right through next Saturday, the 13th, and now it's gonna wrap us up there as well. So here we go again. We're going right back. Well, K-State men's women's track and field team going right back to Eugene. Here, we'll see what happens. I might do a final preview. I'm not sure. This could be it. We'll see what happens. Wouldn't be safe on that front as well. But yeah, man, it's just a lot to be proud of in only year two of Coach Gopher and what he's been in his staff and what he's been doing to change the narrative in Manhattan, Kansas, for track and field across the board. It's been very, very fun to watch. From KC, Missouri, Pearl Puncher Podcast, all things KC sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, or wherever it's just a record. KC content, you know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Pearl Puncher Podcast, all things KC sports. Even though we kind of scale back a little bit, we're still gonna come out with your content daily. Five days a week now, but this is a daily podcast for the most part. But yeah, since things are winding down, kind of a quiet period a little bit, so you know, let's take a step back a little bit. And of course, at some point this summer, we will have Alex back on the podcast here, get his thoughts on this past athletic calendar year, and get into what's ahead for K-State football in 2026. There's so much to talk about. Between football and basketball, with the new coaching staff for both, of course, Colin Klein on the football side, Casey Alexander on the men's basketball side. We can't forget about anything else. Women's soccer, women's volleyball, a lot of excitement for women's soccer, your women's sports, women's volleyball. Don't forget about women's basketball. Don't forget about that as well. Men's, women's golf, so forth. Women's rowing, women's tennis. Let me see. I think we covered all baseball. Wrapped up a while ago, so I think we covered it all here on this podcast. We got you covered through all the sports here on this particular podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. As always, K-State Nation cannot thank y'all enough for y'all's support all calendar year long as we are in the month of June on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Let's go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.